各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
May God's grace be amongst you.
最近有个弟兄，他在谈到他最近的一些生活。
There is a brother who is talking about his current lifestyle.
最近比较忙。
And he is recently more busy than usual.
我们湾区最近有这个灵恩布道会。
There are many spiritual convocations being held in the Bay Area.
教会给他不少的这个工作。
And the church has assigned him many duties.
他本身要报税。
It was tax season for him.
然后呢，他们现在又在卖房子。
And he is in the process of selling his home.
回到家里面呢，问到孩子怎么样，他孩子就说，就是清扫咯，打包咯。
So when he went home and talked to his kids and asked how they were doing, they said, well, we just spent our days packing and cleaning.
走到房间看到他的孩子在刷油漆。
And when he went into the house, he saw his children painting the walls.
有时候我们人生啊，在一段时间之内，有时候会走到比较忙碌的一段生活。
And our lives, there are times when it will be busier than others.
有时候甚至会感到有一点重担或是压力。
And we might feel burdened at this time.
那这个时候，主耶稣的道理啊，应许我们得安息的道理呢，就显得非常的宝贵。
During these moments,God's sermons about how he will give us peace will be even more valuable.
我们请看圣经马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们把红线夹在这里。
Let's put your bookmark there.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们来读29节。
Verse 29.
十一章29节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。我们今天下午就用这句话“必得享安息”作为我们的题目。
Today we would like to use the topic of how you will find rest for your souls as our topic for mutual encouragement.
这是主耶稣对我们的勉励。
This is an encouragement that came from Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣给我们的不只是一个空洞的理论。
Jesus Christ isn't giving us simply an empty philosophy.
因为主耶稣呢，他的生活也有挫折。
In Jesus' life, he was often misunderstood.
在挫折重担当中呢，主耶稣本身自己有得到安息。
During times of misunderstanding and
frustration
and heavy burdens, he was still able to find peace.
我们来看十一章的二十节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 20.
马太福音十一章二十节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 20.
耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改。耶稣很认真传福音呢。
Jesus worked hard in preaching the gospel.
但是呢，有时候当然跟随他的上千成万也有。
And at times there were tens of thousands of people following him.
因为他变饼给他们吃啊。
Why? Because he had created bread for them to eat.
但是如果讲到比较深奥的道理啊。
But whenever he spoke of the greater mysteries.
比如说我的身体是可以吃的，我的肉是可以吃的。
When he talks about how his flesh can be eaten,
很多人就离开他了。
Then people departed.
他要问门徒说：“连你们都要离开吗？”
And he would ask his disciples, "Will you leave me too?"
这个地方写着主耶稣传福音都没有人相信，他很认真行很多神迹，也没有人要相信了。
Here it talks about how even though Jesus Christ performed many miracles, people still did not believe in him.
有时候我们传福音会遇到这样的情形。
And we might face similar circumstances when we preach the gospel.
最近 Sacramento 有位同工这样说。
Recently, a fellow co-worker in Sacramento said,
他说在灵恩布道会之前呢，他们举办了一个保龄球之夜。
Prior to their spiritual convocation, they held a bowling night.
任何来参加的都是免费啊。
And those who come can bowl for free.
结果慕道者来了四十几个，加上他们六十几个啊。
So 40 some visitors came, plus their members were about 60 some attendees.
希望灵恩会的时候，这四十几个慕道者至少有一个来参加吧。
And they hoped that during the spiritual convocation, at least one of these visitors would come.
结果没有一个在灵恩会的时候来参加。
But it turns out that no one attended.
感谢主，有一个没有参加保龄球的来参加。
But thank God, someone who did not attend bowling night did attend the spiritual convocation.
他也得到圣灵
啊。And receive the Holy Spirit.
这有时候我们看到这样的情形跟耶稣基督的时候是一样，我们很尽力呢，但不一定有成果。
So sometimes even though we work hard, does not mean that we will bear fruit.
那在这种挫折当中，耶稣基督怎么样得到安息呢？
And so how did Jesus receive peace in times of frustration?
耶稣基督了解到传福音有时候是救灵魂，有时候是做审判啊。
Jesus Christ knew that when he is preaching, sometimes he is there to save souls, sometimes he is there to judge.
我们看二十一节到二十四节。
Let's look from verse 21 through 24.
马太福音的十一章二十一节到二十四节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 21 through 24.
格拉逊啊，你有祸了！伯赛大啊，你有祸了！因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早就披麻蒙灰悔改了。二十二节。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗西顿所受的比你们还容易受呢。二十三节，加百隆啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠到阴间，因为你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。二十四节，但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比你还容易受呢。啊，这边提到耶稣又谈到说，原来传福音有一种审判的意味啊。
So Jesus Christ here is saying that when they preach the gospel, there is a sense of judgment.
啊，这个哥拉逊啊，伯赛大，将来这个外邦的城邑哦，推罗西顿，他们受的审判要比你们还轻啊。
So Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Tyre, they will receive a judgment that's more severe than you.
这个加百隆啊，以后呢，甚至索多玛都要定你有罪啊。索多玛是一个很罪恶的城市啊。
And even for Capernaum, Sidon will once judge you.
这就是好像保罗所说的，我们这个传福音好像是有一个香气一样啊。我们是播散一个香气一样。
So as Paul said that sometimes when we preach the gospel, we are bringing a fragrance.
对活的人呢，我们就成为救人灵魂的香气啊。
So to those who believe, then we are like a fragrance that saves.
啊，对于灭亡的人呢，我们这个成为他们要死亡的一个香气啊。
But for those who are condemned, then we are the scent of.
所以耶稣基督的安息来自于对神旨意的了解。
So the peace that Jesus Christ possesses comes from an understanding of God.
我们再来读二十五节。
Let's turn, look at verse 25.
所以耶稣基督就可以感谢了哦。
So Jesus Christ is able to be thankful.
二十五节。
25.
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显明出来。”耶稣基督可以感谢神，虽然他挫折很大。
Jesus Christ is able to thank God even though he is frustrated.
啊，因为道理啊，对那些通达的人是隐藏起来的。
Because you have hidden things from the wise.
加百隆这个名字的意思就是安逸之乡啊。Capernaum 啊，这个名字就是很安逸无虑啊，就是没有忧虑的一个地方啊。
So the meaning of the city name Capernaum means that there are no worries.
格拉逊是在加百隆北边两公里，它名字的它这个地方呢，产生很多的麦，很多的麦。
And Chorazin is a city next to Capernaum.
啊，有很多的 wheat 哈，在里在这里 produce.
And it's produced a lot of wheat.
那伯赛大的意思呢？伯就是家的意思。
And Bethsaida, the first portion of that name means home.
赛大就是渔夫，所以这是渔夫之家。
Bethsaida means fisherman, so this is the home of fishermen.
那主耶稣在这里呢，曾经拣选的彼得、安德烈跟腓力。
And Jesus once selected Peter, Andrew, and Philip from.
主耶稣在这里呢，用饼喂了五千个人。
And at the same place, he fed 5,000 people.
主耶稣在这里呢，也医治了一个瞎眼的。
At the same place, he healed a blind man.
但是这里三个城市的人呢，啊，没有几个人要来接受耶稣基督的福音呢。
Even so, very few are willing to receive Jesus Christ in these cities.
主耶稣基督突然想通了。
And so Jesus.Christ had a breakthrough.
啊，原来这里的人是移民之乡嘛，大家生活都很安逸，没有什么困难的。
He realizes because these people have such comfortable lives.
他们不需要耶稣基督了。
They do not need Jesus Christ.
他们是通达的人，他们是很 prosper 的人。
So they're very prosperous.
啊，神的道理就将他们隐藏起来了。
And so God has hidden His word to them.
啊，有时候我们到各地地传福音，有同样的感觉。
Sometimes we might have a similar feeling when preaching the gospel.
啊，小弟跟大家分享过，有一次到斐济去啊。
Once I went to Fiji.
讲到耶稣基督的爱。
And I spoke of Jesus' love.
好多人听了掉眼泪啊。
Many people listen and shed tears.
但是同样的到西方社会传这样的同样的道理啊。
But when I speak the same gospel to a Western society,
有的人走来走去啊。
People will be wandering around.
大家心不太一样。
Because people have different hearts.
真的，通达的人道理有时候就帮他隐藏起来啊。
So sometimes the gospel is hidden from the intelligent.
我们看哥林多前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书的第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
后书第二章
Second Corinthians
对不起前书哈
First Corinthians chapter 2
第一章
Chapter 1 rather
第一章哈十八节
Verse 18
因为十字架的道理一章的十八节
Chapter 1 verse 18
十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却是神的大能十九节
19
就如经上所记的我要灭绝智慧人的智慧会去聪明人的聪明二十节智慧人在哪里呢文士在哪里呢这世上的辨识在哪里呢神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗二十一节世人既凭自己的智慧既不认识神神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人这就是神的智慧了所以常常人啊用外貌来判断耶稣啊
Oftentimes people will use the outer Jesus outer appearance to judge him
啊犹太人他们追求的是神迹啊
The Jews sought look for miracles
啊希腊人追求的是智慧啊
The Greeks pursued wisdom
但是神却用人认为愚拙的耶稣基督来拯救我们啊
But God used someone who did not look like much Jesus.
但是对于得救的人呢，耶稣基督是我们的宝贵，是神的能力的一个明证。
But to those who believe Jesus Christ is our treasure and our and a sign of God.
这样看来，神的愚拙真的是比人的智慧更有智慧啦。
So God's foolishness is greater than human intelligence.
为什么耶稣基督能够了解神这样的心意呢
？How was Jesus Christ able to understand this mindset of God?
马太福音十一章谈到他跟父的关系非常的亲密。
Because in Matthew chapter 11 it talks about how close Jesus' relationship is with God.
我们来看马太福音的十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
二十六节。
Verse 26
马太福音十一章二十六节
Matthew chapter 11 verse 26
父啊是的因为你的美意本是如此二十七节
27
一切所有的都是我父交托我的除了父以外没有人知道子除了子和子所愿意指示的没有人知道父啊这么谈到主耶稣基督跟天上的父他们的关系非常的密切所以呢他对父的旨意非常的了解。
Here it talks about how close the Jesus relationship is with the Father, so he is able to understand the will of God.
除了父以外，没有人知道子啊。
Besides the Father, no one knows the Son.
真的，今天除了天上的神以外，没有人认识您啊，弟兄姐妹们。
Truly, besides God, no one really knows us.
除了子所愿意指示的人之外呢，也没有人认识父。如果不是今天我们要决定对这个人传福音哦，那个人也不懂得谁是天上的父亲啊。
And unless the Son specifically says so, no one knows the Father. So if we don't preach the gospel, then no one will know about God.
那父跟子是合一的。
The Father and Son are one.
我们跟圣灵是合一的。
We are one with the Holy Spirit.
父在子里面。
And the Father is in the Son.
圣灵在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit is in us.
子在父里面。
And the Son is with God.
我们在圣灵里面。
We are in the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们圣灵充满，我们就很了解神的旨意啊。
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will know the will of God.
所以我们所做的都是父交代我们做的。
And all that we do will be in accordance to the will of God.
今天我们传福音的使命。
Today when we preach the gospel.
今天我们的成就。
Today all of our success.
今天我们的荣辱。
Today
我们的荣耀跟我们的耻辱。
Today all our glory.
都是属于神的。
All belongs to God.
所以到最后就是你没有重担了。
So then we have no burdens.
因为活着就是基督啊。
Because when we to live is Christ.
死了就有益处啊，死了也是基督的人啊。
And to die is gain because we will still be a child of God.
我的一切都是耶稣的啊。
So everything that we do is for God.
有什么是属于我的呢
？What is belongs to us？
啊，这样没有关系啦。
Then nothing really matters.
有挫折吗
？Or is there frustration？
是神的挫折。
It's God's frustration.
有荣耀吗
？Is there glory？
是神的荣耀。
It's God's glory.
耶稣基督了解到原来得安息是这样的一个秘诀。
So Jesus Christ knew this this secret about how to achieve peace.
当他走过这一条路之后
after he's walked this path,
他跟我们说
then he's told us,
我走过了
I have walked the path.
劳苦挑重担的人可以到我这里来
that those who are tired and heavy laden can come to me.
我可以让你们得安息
then I can give you peace.
因为他走过的路 我们也可以走啊。
The path that he has walked, we can walk.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们呢，首先要得到安息，首先要来到主耶稣的面前呢。
Brothers and sisters, to receive peace, we must first come before Christ.
真的，有了耶稣基督呢，我们就有盼望。
So long as we have Jesus Christ, then we have hope.
我们就有依靠啊。
Then we have a source we can depend on.
我最近在访问一个姐妹。
Recently, I visited a sister.
她最近呢，医生突然诊断她这个。有癌症。
The doctor had recently given her a diagnosis of cancer.
那他的医生哦，觉得美，那的医，他的先生呢是移民呐、啊、哈、哦，他觉得美国的医生真的很残忍呐、啊。
And her husband, who was an immigrant here, felt that the doctors here are very cruel.
都没有给这个病人有准备，马上就跟他讲说，你就是有癌症啊。
He did not even prepare the patient. All the doctor directly said, "You have cancer."
那这个癌症呢，是其他地方扩散到他的大肠。
And the cancer had spread to her large intestines.
这个姐妹刚开始也很不能接受，因为她年纪还很轻啊。
And this sister is fairly young, so it was very hard for her to accept this news.
后来我们去访问她了。
And we went to go visit her.
她有生命有一个啊，有一个奇妙的一个过程啊。
But she had a very miraculous life so far.
她就在见证她以前几年前啊，她身体就不太好了。
She testified how it's been a couple years since her health has not been as good as it should be.
那我们的弟兄姐妹，有的人就介绍她吃这个健康食品了。
So the brothers and sisters would recommend certain health products to her.
那她也很注重运动。
And she values exercise.
而且她很年轻，她又没有结婚那个时候，所以她觉得自己是单身贵族啊。
And she has been fairly young, so she felt like she was living like a single woman.
所以她那段时间呢，借着健康食品身体好一点，又运动身体好一点呢，她就觉得人生不需要耶稣啊。
And so when she started taking these health products and started exercising, she regained most of her health and she felt like there's no need for Jesus Christ in her life.
弟兄姐妹邀她来聚会，她也不愿意来。
When brothers and sisters encouraged her to go to church, she wouldn't.
突然之间呢，她也那个时候也患了一种病，必须要手术。
But then at that time, she suddenly was inflicted with an illness that required surgery.
她突然觉得一个人在美国孤零零的，一点儿帮助依靠都没有啊。
And she realized living alone here in the States, she felt very lonely and had no one to depend upon.
她就自己来找我们弟兄姐妹说她要来上教会啊。
And then she on her own volition came and sought brothers and sisters so that she can come to church.
主耶稣让她得到圣灵。
And Jesus Christ gave her the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣带领她走过了那一段生命的啊那种很低沉的一个人间的幽谷啊。
And so Jesus Christ helped her walk through this low point in her life.
她想不到几年之后呢，她又患了这个肠癌。
And who would have thought that a couple years later she would be inflicted with intestinal cancer?
刚开始她也没有办法接受啊。
At first she could not accept this.
但是祷告之后呢，主耶稣开始让她的心安静下来。
But after much prayer, God quieted her heart.
她说真的很奇妙哦，在入医院手术之前哦，她打电话给她的家人啊，她家人都为她哭泣啊。
And miraculously, right before the operation, she called her family, and her family were all crying for her.
但是她自己不觉得已经可以把她交托给神了。
But she herself felt that she has entrusted herself to God.
她觉得来到主耶稣面前，主耶稣真的让她得到安息了。
That she has already come before God, and God has given her peace.
感谢主，主耶稣真的帮助她度过这个手术啊。
And thank God, God really helped her through this surgery.
目前为止呢，这个他有一个很神奇的一个体验啊，他连他没有相信耶稣基督的这个先生呢，都觉得那是一个神迹啊。
And recently, I mean, her process has even made her husband, who does not believe, come to sort of believe.
真的，劳苦挑重担的人可以到神面前来。
Truly, those who are weak and heavy laden.
我最近在我们弟兄姐妹啊，这句话啊，看的，就是看的很多，而且体验的很深刻。
And I've seen very many brothers and sisters who have experienced this.Personally and deeply.
最近在圣何西教会有一个刚受洗的姐妹呢，她在三个月前呢，一检查就知道说是乳癌第三期啊。
Recently, there is a newly baptized sister in San Jose Church who received 3 months ago received a diagnosis of stage 3 breast cancer.
那到医院去检查之后呢，那个乳癌已经扩散到骨头啊。
And the cancer had spread to her bones.
一下子失落了一种盼望。
Immediately, she lost her sense of hope.
她说：“刚开始，她觉得这个在美国生活，她要很认真的赚钱呢。
When she first came to the States, she felt that she would work hard and make money.
她房子没有买几年呢，她把那个所有的这个 mortgage 贷款呢，现在都快要付光了。
Even though she only bought her house recently, she's already almost paid off the complete mortgage.
她说她工作呢，自己几乎可以说是白天工作，晚上也工作，为了这个家庭哦，她整个人都。”都抛出去了。
And for the sake of her family, she worked basically day and night.
但是因为哦没有休息哦，最后就产生了这个，他自己觉得啦，压力大又没有休息哦，最后就有这个癌细胞啊。
But in her opinion, because she worked and never had rest and received so much stress, the cancer developed.
她的孩子还十几岁啊。
Her children are only in her teens.
所以她一下子不知道怎么办。
So she really does not know what to do.
感谢主，她的姐姐住在温哥华。
Thank goodness, her older sister who was living in Vancouver
啊，就下来看她，跟她传福音了。
Came down to visit her and to preach the gospel.
就到主耶稣的面前来。
She said, "Just come to before Jesus Christ."
她刚开始很烦恼她的儿子，这个十几岁的孩子。
In the beginning, she was very concerned about her teenage son.
可是她听到道理这样说呢，孩子是神所赐的产业。
But then after hearing the gospel of how children are the gifts of God,
所以她可以把儿子给交托出去了。
Then she realized that she can you know, give away her son.
啊，感谢主，她祷告当中也得到圣灵啊。
And during her prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
啊，主耶稣真的慢慢的来减轻她的重担哦。
And Jesus Christ slowly lightened her burden.
那个本来听说有一个，因为身体有那个硬块嘛，有一个乳房要割掉的啦。
So in the beginning, they had said that she would have to remove one breast.
但是要在做个手术之前呢，又再去检查一次。
But right before the operation, they had another examination.
所以很奇妙，那个硬块已经不见了。
And surprisingly, the tumor had disappeared.
那个就不用那个手术了。
So they no longer needed to perform.
在检查那个癌细胞扩散到骨头的那个本来癌细胞那个腰扩散到骨头啊，腰有一个肿瘤呢，那个肿瘤也不见了。
And when they further examined the cancer that had spread to her hip bone was no longer there.
所以真的劳苦挑重担到神面前，主耶稣让他得安息啊。
And truly, when you bring your burdens to God, then God will give you peace.
当他这次受洗从水里上来的时候
，After her water baptism,
啊，我看到他很激动。
I saw that she was very emotional.
一方面也觉得他平常哦，就是平常看到她很坚强，然后，所以我没有想到她从水里上来那么激动。
Usually, I've seen her when I see her, she's a very seems like a very strong individual. So I was surprised when I saw her in such an emotional state.
一直起来，一直的哭泣啊。
When she came up from the water, she was crying.
后来上岸的时候，问她怎么回事啊。
After we reached the shore, I asked her what happened.
真的很感谢神，她在水里面看到都是主耶稣的鲜血。
She said, "Thank God, when I was underwater, I just saw the blood of Christ everywhere."
上了车，一回头看海，海也是还是鲜血啊。
And after they got into the car, when she turned back, she saw the entire ocean filled with blood.
看到主耶稣的宝血在洗净他的罪。
And she saw how the blood of Jesus Christ was washing away her
sins. 所以
他
说，在短短的三四个月啊，他经历了两个神迹了。
So in just the short period of 3-4 months, she experienced 2 miracles.
劳苦挑重担的人可以到神面前来。
Those who are weak and heavy laden can come to God.
耶稣要让我们得安息啊。
And Jesus Christ will give us peace.
那到底耶稣又怎么教导我们得安息？除了这个之外，又有怎么要做什么呢
？So what else do we need to do to receive this peace?
我们来看。马太福音的十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
29节。
Verse 29.
我们从28节开始读起。
We'll begin from 28.
凡劳苦挑重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。29节。
29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。30节。
30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。有些人来到主面前还是得不到安息。
Some people will come before Christ and still not receive peace.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他不想要护主的轭啊。
Because they do not want to carry the yoke of God.
耶稣基督说：“你要护我的轭啊。”
Here God says, "Take my yoke upon you."
你会得安息。
And then you will receive peace.
这个道理怎么解释呢
？So how do we explain this?
上礼拜在圣何西教会有个弟兄做见证。
Last week there was a brother in San Jose Church who testified.
他来慕道一段时间呢，他觉得不太想受洗啊。
Even after when he was seeking the truth, he did not want to receive baptism.
因为他觉得啊，这个受洗之后呢，要守十诫。
He felt that once he was baptized, he would have to honor the Ten Commandments.
要守安息日。
He would have to uphold the Sabbath.
要献上十一捐呢。
He would have to offer tithe.
这个都是重担。
They are all burdens.
所以他不愿意负这个重担。
He did not want to carry these burdens.
他知道有一天呢，我们开灵恩布道会。
Only till time when we were holding the spiritual convocation.
他觉得那一天的感觉很不一样。
And on a particular day, he felt very different.
一走进去教会呢，神的灵就一直感动他。
As soon as he stepped into the chapel, he felt the spirit of God moving.
从头到尾，他就觉得自己是一个很罪孽很深的罪人。
And from the, for the full day, she, he felt like he was such a sinner.
他说他从小到大很少哭啊。
He said when growing up, he hardly ever cried.
但是那一堂聚会呢, 他从头哭到尾。
But during that service, he cried from the beginning to the end.
因为他觉得自己的罪太重。
Because he felt that his sin was too heavy.
今天很多人迟迟的不愿意接受主耶稣基督的洗礼, 真的是怕负这个重担。
Many people today are reluctant to receive baptism because they are unwilling to carry this burden.
但是耶稣基督说呢, 我的诫命是不难守的哦。
But Jesus Christ said that my commandments are not difficult to uphold.
这是在耶利米书五章的第三节, 神的诫命是不难守的。
That's recorded in John chapter 5 verse 3.
耶稣又说呢, 我的重担是轻省的。
And Jesus Christ also said that my burden is light.
我的轭是容易的。
And my yoke is easy.
我们仔细想耶稣基督, 这样子制造我们, 他知道我们人生最需要的是什么啊?
Jesus Christ, God created us, so He knows what we need most.
所以他给我们的诫命呢, 是对我们人生是有好处的。
So His commandments to us are beneficial to us.
人生的诫命呢, 就好像火车的铁轨一样啊。
And His commandments are like the railway track.
如果人, 火车不经, 跟着这个火, 火车的铁轨走呢, 会翻车的啦。
A train that does not follow the tracks will turn over.
如果人不守诫命, 他很自由的可以去换奸淫。
But, so a person who lives freely without the commandments will easily sin.
他很自由的可以去换奸淫。
Can freely sin.
可是换了奸淫, 他的家庭就这样子被破坏掉了。
But once they freely sin, then their family might be ruined.
一个人说不定说, 我很自由的可以去做偷窃。 偷窃。 Steal.
So someone can say, I have freedom to easily and steal.
但是他一偷窃了, 他一辈子良心可能就不安了。
But once they commit theft, then the rest of their lives, they might live with an uneasy conscience.
所以其实诫命就是在保障人的家庭, 在保障人的财产。
The commandments exist to preserve one's family and to preserve one's wealth, belongings.
我们人制造电脑,
Our man has created the computer.
我们给电脑一些 command, 就是一些诫命, 一些指令。
So we have given the computer certain commands.
那电脑有这个指令, 这些诫命之后呢, 它就可以 function, 就可以工作。
Now the computer can function within these commands.
如果人没有神来的, 神是知道我们的, 神也给我们一些 command, 一些指令。
Now God is our creator and He has given us commands.
如果我们不照这个指令来行呢, 我们人就没有办法 function, 就没有办法 过一个比较平安喜乐的生活啊。
Now, if we do not follow these commands, then we will not be able to function and live a peaceful life.
所以我们受洗信耶稣是有担子的。
So even though when we receive baptism, we believe in God, we might be burdensome. But there are no other burdens.
是有几件是不可以少的, 那是对我们完全是有益处的。
There are certain things that we cannot do, but it's for our own good.
所以信耶稣的重担的实在是 实在是比我们自己挑重担的重担还是轻得多了。
So the burdens that come with believing in Christ are less than the burdens that we put upon
ourselves. 因为当一个人挑主重担的时候呢, 主耶稣会跟我们一起挑那个重担啊。
Because when we are carrying a burden, God will carry it with us.
有一次小弟到这个维多利亚福啊, 在肯亚这个地方传福音啊。
Recently I went to...
不是 recently, 就有一次啊。
Oh, there was one time that I went to Victoria Lake in Kenya.
但这个这里的人啊, 到湖边扛水是用 donkey, 是用驴子来扛水啊。
They had to use donkeys to carry water.
那他们那个就好像我们中文的牛车, 不过他们是驴子车啊, 就是把几桶的这个水啊, 放在那个车子上面啊。
So they would fill up jugs of water and put it onto the donkey cart.
那你看那个车子只有一头驴子在拉的, 他要从那个湖啊, 拉上来啊, 哦, 他就这边踏, 前进两步就退一步啊, 踏得很辛苦啊。
So in order to get from the lake to where it needs its destination, the donkey would take two steps forward and one step back.
但是有的人比较有钱, 他有两只驴子。
Now some people are wealthier and would have two donkeys.
同样的这个车子呢, 它可以, 它, 我看那个驴子很简单, 这个脚一踏, 肩膀一动, 就上去了。
So the donkeys would have a much easier time with the same cart, they would just go forward easily.
当我们负主轭的时候,
So when we carry the yoke,
Of God.
神绝对会跟我们一起负轭的。 Then God will carry it along with us.
这样子我们担子是一定轻省的啦。
So then our burdens will be lightened.
因为我们是多了一个帮助。
Because we have an additional help.
我们重担是一样的多。
We have the same burden.
但是同一个有一个帮助。
But we have someone to help us.
所以耶稣基督一直应许我们说, 当我们负主轭的时候呢, 我们软弱的时候, 耶稣会来帮助我们的。
Jesus Christ has commissioned us to carry the yoke, and when we are tired, then he will carry it with us.
我们看以赛亚书的40章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书40章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
这是非常啊，非常让我们很窝心的一些勉励的词句啊。
These are very heartwarming words.
啊，四十章的二十八节开始。
Chapter 40, verse 28.
以赛亚书四十章的二十八节到三十一节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31.
你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神主，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。二十九节。
29.
疲乏的，他赐能力；软弱的，他加力量。三十节。
30.
就是少年人也疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。三十一。
31.
但那等候主的必重新得力。他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。我们一个人负重担，真的有时候感到很疲惫啊，很没有力量啊，很疲乏啦。
Sometimes when we are carrying our burdens, we might feel very tired and lacking in strength.
但是我们的主他是永远不会疲乏的。
But our God will never fail.
当主耶稣帮助我们的时候，
when Jesus Christ is there to help us,
我们好像鹰有鹰的翅膀一样。
Then it will feel as though we had the wings of the eagle.
我们要重新得力。
And we will regain strength.
我们要得享安息啦。
And we will receive peace.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们要来负主耶稣的轭。
Brothers and sisters, we must carry on the yoke of Christ.
这是得到安息的秘诀。
This is the secret to receiving peace.
最近小弟跟我们几个工人又去访问一位信徒啊。
Recently, a couple of workers and I went to go visit a member.
这个信徒一去之后呢，他就把他的上衣拉起来给我们看了。
This member, when we went to visit,
这是弟兄了
啊。This brother, when we visited him, pulled up his shirt.
那就看到他呢，这个从胸口这里啊，一个刀痕啊。通到这个肚脐上面了。
And he had an incision, a scar that went from his chest to his belly
button. 然后呢，这个横的再一横这样子啊。
And then there was a perpendicular.
他说他的肚子呢，上面有一个十字架了。
And he says that on my stomach I have a cross.
他最近呢，这个开刀可以说是进进出出医院三次。
Recently, he's been going in and out of the hospital and had undergoing three operations.
所以他整个访问的过程当中呢，都是在听他在谈这个医生哦，很不可靠啊。
So during the entire visitation, he kept talking about how doctors are not.
他说啊，医生七十分及格，我们都忘了他有三十分不及格的地方了。
He said if they're 70% effective, we keep forgetting that 30% of the time.
如果你遇到这个医生哦，他刚好是 30% 不及格，另外一个医生哦又 30% 哦， 30% 加 30% 哦，你就完蛋了。
And he said if you come across one doctor who's 30 is in that 30% ineffectiveness, and you meet another doctor who's 30% ineffective, then you're
他说哦，有时候医生太专业了，专到哦连一般常识都不懂啊。
He said sometimes these doctors are so specialized that they don't have any common sense.
他说有一次他这个开完第一次刀之后啊，还是第二次刀呢，他身体上有一个毛病啊。
He said after his first or second operation, there was something wrong with his body.
那就请个专家来看他。
So then he asked a specialist to see.
那个专家就跟他这样讲说，你身上缺点了，收点了，缺了，缺乏。
And he said that your body is lacking.
Sodium 了
，lacking in sodium，
所以就给他一个特效药了。
So he prescribed a special medication。
这个特效药，他说你为了要让他这个特效药发挥功用哦，你不能喝太多水稀释，所以一天只能够喝大概两小杯的水啦。
In order for this medication to be effective, you may not consume much water, so at most 2 cups a day。
他说他不想跟专家来辩论了。
And he didn't want to argue with the specialist。
他说他不知道我还其他还吃了二十几种药呢。
And he said he didn't even know that I was taking 20 some other medications。
又不是只有这个地方有毛病而已啊。
This wasn't the only problem I had。
如果我吃到这种药，一天就喝两杯水，我肾脏一定完蛋了。
He said if every day I really just drank 2 cups of water, my kidneys, liver would be in trouble。
所以他说专家只专一个，他不晓得其他的。
So a specialist only specializes in one thing and does not know everything.
所以他就不吃他的药啊。
So he would not take the
偷偷的叫他家人给他一些盐来吃就好了。
So he secretly he told his family to just give him his original medication.
No, 不是啊，给他一些盐巴啦。
Oh, just give him salt.
因为盐巴里面有碘啊。
Because salt has sodium.
他说吃了几天之后，医生来看，哦，你完全好了。
And a couple of days later, the doctor came to visit him again and said, "Oh, you're fully recovered."
他说医生呢，有时候补一个洞，开一个洞啊。
Sometimes doctors, according to him, will fix one hole and open up another.
把他的这个肋骨通打开了。
They had opened his ribs, rib cage.
最后呢，那个肋骨的血水呢？这个跑到肺那边去了。
And the blood that had accumulated went all the way to his lungs.
他奇怪吧，这个缝起来之后呢，怎么呼吸变得很困难呢？
He didn't understand why. How is it that after the surgery, when they sewed him up, he had difficulty breathing?
他自己有一些医学常识啊，他知道说呢，如果用听诊器听哦，一个人哦，可以听出那个13种不同的声音呢。
And since he had a bit of medical knowledge, he knew that if he listened to his stethoscope and listened in, he could hear 13 different sounds.
那个后来医生就说，哦，你积水了啦。
And then a doctor finally checked him up and said, yes, there's some water,
the
fluid accumulated.
抽出了1600cc的血水啊。
So they removed
1600cc了哈。
Yeah, a lot of fluid.
啊, 就是进进出出三次啊。
And so for the same illness, he was in and out of the hospital 3 times.
可是在他生命很想要放弃的时候啊,
And at a point when he was about to give up on his life,
他真的几乎死去啊。
He really felt like he was dying.
突然之间有一个东方人的护士出现了。
But suddenly there was this Asian nurse.
因为他的名字哦, 因为他曾经移民到中南美洲, 他的名字是, 我看是西班牙文啊, Mr. Cohen。
And so because he lived for a period of time in South America, his last name sounds Spanish, Mr. Cohen.
怎么有一个广东人讲他的乡音呢? 有个护士来找他。
And then he suddenly heard this nurse who was speaking his native tongue.
他说，哎，陆先生啊，陆天培啊，陆先生啊，你这个药要吃，我不会讲广东话，意思就是说你这个药吃哦，你不要挣扎哦，你看你挣扎都被人家绑在床上了，不要挣扎，你吃哦，要乖啊，类似这样子的，安慰他。
And so this nurse spoke in the native tongue and said, please calm down, just take the medicine that you're supposed to take.
他说他吃了之后呢，他就沉睡了。
And as soon as he took the medication, he was able to sleep.
那个之后呢，他的病情就渐渐好起来。
And he gradually regained health.
他好了之后要找那个护士。
And when he got better, he looked for the nurse.
找不到那个护士。
But the nurse could not be found.
填各种履历表都没有用英文写，他叫陆什么东西的，没有啦，都是英文字啦。 填那个不是履历表，填那个病历表啊。
So when he was filling out the admissions for in his medical forms,
都是英文字嘛?
It was all in English.
怎么可能有一个人认识他的中文名字, 又用乳名, 又就中文的名字, 他妈妈叫他那种乡音呢, 来叫他的名字啊?
So it seemed odd how someone would be able to call him by his name in his native tongue.
来安慰他,
and to comfort him.
并且让他之后能够, 这个事情之后能够恢复起来,
and help him recover from his illness.
他觉得是神派遣天使, 来帮助他的。
He really felt that God had sent an angel to help him.
如果我们属于神的人啊,
If we are a man of God,
主耶稣要护我们的重担,
then God will carry our burden.
我们时候还没有到,
our time may not be up.
主耶稣要挑我们的重担,
so God will help us carry our burden.
我们护主恶的人呢, 主耶稣要护我们的恶啊。
If we help carry the yoke of God, then God will help us carry our
burden. 可是今天有的人呢, 也来信耶稣了, 也护主的恶啦。
And some people have come to believe in God and are carrying the yoke of God.
但是他们还是没有安息。
But they still feel no peace.
为什么呢?
Why?
实际上耶稣说, 你们还要学我的样式啊。
Jesus Christ says, it's because you must learn to be like me.
我的心里柔和谦卑。
My heart is weak and humble.
你们要学我的样式。
It's humble, so you must be like me.
常常我们信耶稣之后啊,
Sometimes, oftentimes when we come to believe in Christ,
我们的老我还没有死啊。
Our old self has not been crucified.
我们有自己的脾气, 自己的想法, 自己的冲动。
So we might use our own emotions and our own feelings.
就好像两只驴子一直拉车一样。
And it'll be like two donkeys.
我们不是要想走前，就要想走后。
If we don't want to go forward, we won't want to go backwards.
这样子还是没有安息啦。
So there's no peace still.
因为你没有柔和跟谦卑啊。
Because we are not meek and humble.
耶稣基督说我是柔和的。
Jesus Christ says that I am meek.
有一次耶稣基督跟门徒, 要到耶路撒冷的时候, 经过撒玛利亚,
On their way to Jerusalem in Samaria once,
没有人接待他们,
Jesus Christ and the disciples could not find anyone to receive him.
没有饭吃啊,
they had no food to eat.
这个门徒大概饿得发昏啊,
and the disciples were probably hunger to the point of death.
神啊, 要不然我们学以利亚一样, 祈求天上降下火来把这几人冲烧掉。
And so the disciples said, hey, why don't we take the example of Elijah and pray to God and have fire sent down and burn these people?
耶稣说, 你们心里在想什么, 你们自己都不知道呢。
And Jesus Christ said, you do not even know what you're thinking.
我来是要救人的, 不是要伤害人的。
He said, I am here to save, not to cause death.
耶稣真的很柔和。
And Jesus Christ was indeed meek.
他以君王的身份入自己的城, 入耶路撒冷, 君王的城。
So as a commander,
as a king,
he entered the city.
King city.
The kingly city.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
但是他不是骑着马进去的。
But he did not come in on a horse.
他是骑着驴子进去的。
He came in on a donkey.
和平的君王，他骑着驴的驹子，小驴子。
He said, as a prince of peace, he rode a little donkey.
啊，他被钉的时候呢，经上讲说他好像一夜节的羔羊，是很柔和的了。
When he was crucified, he was like a sacrificial lamb.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们有温柔的心吗
？Today, so brothers and sisters, do we have a meek and humble heart?
如果没有，一直想要竞争哦，我们很难得到安息啊。
If we are constantly struggling, then it is hard to receive this.
我们看诗篇的106篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106。
一百零六篇三十二节。
Psalm 106 verse 32。
三十二节。
Verse 32。
一百零六篇三十二节。
Psalm 106 verse 32。
他们在民意巴水，又叫主发怒，甚至摩西也受了亏损。三十三节。
33。
因他们惹动他的灵。摩西用嘴说了急躁的话。圣经上讲啊，摩西极其谦和啊，胜过世上一切的众人。
Bible tells us that Moses is a man more humble than anyone in his time.
但是在米利巴这个地方呢，摩西也说了急躁的话。
But at Meribah, Moses spoke rash words.
因为在那个时候，那个地方啊，百姓没有水可以喝啊。
At that time, the people had no water to drink.
啊，大家吵摩西啊。
And so people were harassing Moses.
神叫摩西拿着神的杖啊，到磐石面前，吩咐磐石来出水。
God told Moses to carry his staff before the rock and instruct the rock.
但是摩西说呢，你们这背叛的人，听我说，你为什么，我为什么可以使水从这磐石流出来吗？他那个时候真的是说了很急躁的话，叫他们背叛的人又说，我怎么能够做这种事情呢？
But he said to the people, "You rebellious lot, do you think I can bring water from these rocks?"
本来用吩咐的就可以了，他用这个杖呢打磐石两次啊。
Originally, all he needed to do was instruct the rocks, but instead he hit the rocks.
啊，神还是让水流出来了。
God still allowed the water to come out.
啊，那些吵杂的百姓得到他们所要的。
And the rebellious clan got what they needed.
但是呢，摩西他却遭受了亏损。
But Moses lost out.
神这样说呢，因为你们不信我啊。
God said, because you did not believe.
不在以色列面前尊我为圣啊。
Because you did not honor me before the Israelites.
所以你们不可以进到迦南地啊。
Then you will not enter the land of Canaan.
迦南意表着安息。
Canaan represents peace.
他们因为急躁，因为没有尊敬神，因为不信，所以呢，他们就没有办法得到安息啊。
Because of their disbelief and rebelliousness, they did not have peace.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们真的要有一种温柔的心哦。
Brothers and sisters, we really need to have a peaceful heart.
或者我们自己会得到很多的亏损呢。
Although otherwise, we will lose out.
啊，最大的亏损呢，就是我们没有办法得到安息啊。
And our greatest loss will be the loss of peace.
我们的言语表现在我们跟人沟通的时候啊。
When we speak to others, we need to watch.
啊，有一次小弟在开会的时候，有一个很大的感受。
And there was one time when we was at a meeting, and I had a strong reflection.
小弟也说了一些急躁的话。
I had said things that were a bit rash.
有时候真的是很难控制自己的舌头啊。
Sometimes it's very difficult to control our own tongue.
因为有些同工谈到说呢，我们要来这个谈一谈这部电影叫做什么呢？叫做 The Passionate 什么
Passion of Christ.
哦，这个叫做基督的什么？基督受难啊。
So there were a couple brothers and sisters there who said that we should discuss the movie, The Passion of Christ.
啊，他说要从总会发一份公文给地方教会啊。
And they felt that the GA should send out an official statement.
来做一个把这个电影做一个评论。
So that they can give their official statement, feeling about this movie.
说呢，这部电影呢，虽然可以描写耶稣基督肉体的苦啊。
How well, even though this movie depicts the pain that and suffering that Jesus Christ underwent.
但是呢，耶稣基督的爱是长阔高深的。
But God's love surpasses all this.
那耶稣这个灵啊，跟他的魂的受苦呢，绝对是没有办法，电影没有办法描述出来的。
A mere movie cannot truly show depict God's love and His pain.
啊，没有办法描述出他魂跟灵的苦啊。
Oh, the bitterness in His spirit
and soul. 哦，当然这个见解是非常好的啦。所以我们要进入圣灵里面，才有办法真正了解耶稣基督的苦啊。
And indeed, this is true. Unless we have to be in the Spirit to understand God.
但小弟就想说，我的传道跟我这样说啊。
But then I thought a pastor had once told me.
啊，我的传道说， 我们小时候就说不可以看电影啊。
A pastor once told us that we should never go watch movies.
40年之后我们要花公文来评论电影啊。
So now, 40 years later, we should be giving official notices about a particular movie.
所以心里就很急啊。
So I was agitated.
所以就说了一些急躁的话。
So then I said a few rash words.
所以有时候这个很难控制啊。
It's hard to control ourselves.
有时候真的我们要更多的灵修啊。
And we have to...
更多的灵修了。
We have...
更多的 spiritual cultivate ourselves.
Yeah, we have the spiritual cultivate ourselves.
眼里要常常带着和气啊。
And when in our speech, we must bring peace.
要用盐调和过一样。
Is as though we're seasoning things with a little salt.
否则我们自己会受亏损啊。
Otherwise, we will be the one losing out.
我开完那课会之后呢，出来之后我讲话头都低低的，不敢看人呢。
After that meeting, I was not able to raise my head when speaking to people.
柔和的舌头可以折断骨头。Soft tongue.
Yeah, a soft tongue can
break the bone.
Can break a bone.
真是这样子的。
It's true.
所以我们有安息吗
？So do we have peace?
我们要学耶稣的样式。
We must follow in the likeness of Christ.
要柔和。
And be peaceful.
再要谦卑。
And be humble.
谦卑英文讲是要 lowly 啊。
So in English, we could say that we should be lowly.
耶稣基督是出生在马槽里面的。
Jesus Christ was born in a manger.
耶稣基督是长在木匠的家中。
Jesus Christ was grew up in a house of a.
耶稣基督传福音的时候不传自己的名字。
Jesus Christ, when he preached the gospel, did not speak of his own name.
所以他是一个非常 lowly, 非常谦卑的啊一个人呐。
He was a very lowly and humble person.
真的一个骄傲的人哦，下了班之后心都没有安静嘞。
A proud person, even after he leaves work, will not have a quiet heart.
你看那个哈曼啊，从朝中回家之后啊
，like Haman, for example.
还在想，哎呀，刚刚我经过朝门的时候呢，为什么那个莫迪改对我不跪不拜啊
？Even when he walked out of the gate at the end of the day, he wondered how come Mordecai would not bow down in front of me.
那下班本来就应该休息，他下班还没有休息，为什么他自己不 lowly， 自己以为？身份地位很高了。
Why work is over? Why was he not lowly? Why did he raise himself up?
我们为什么人会觉得自己很高贵呢
？Why is it that sometimes we think so highly of ourselves?
常常因为自己拥有很多啊。
And why do we think that we have so much?
施洗约翰跟犹太人这样讲啊。
John the Baptist told the Jews,
你们不要以为你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙呐。
Do not keep thinking that you are the descendants of Abraham.
我跟你们说了，神都有办法让石头出了亚伯拉罕的子孙呐。
I tell you, Jesus Christ can raise descendants of Abraham from.
亚伯拉罕的子孙是天生的，从小我就是亚伯拉罕的子孙呐。
They come from God.
常常我们一些高贵的身份，我们的拥有都是天生的。
Sometimes we think that we are of elite status.
但就是因为这样子，我们没有办法低微下来。
And because of this, we cannot lower ourselves.
就是我们属灵追求的很高啊。
Sometimes we might pursue spirituality.
但是追求到最后，如果不小心呢，变成会批评别人。
But we might pursue to a point where we become picky of others.
如果我们到这种地步，连祷告的时候呢，我们都没有安息的。
Then when we come to that stage, when we pray, we won't even have.
就像法利赛人一样。
It'll be like the Pharisees.
哎呀，你看那个税吏哦，都没有进食啊。
The Pharisees said, "Look at the tax collector who did not even fast."
哎，你看那个税吏哦，你看一天到晚犯罪啊。
Look at that tax collector who is all constantly sinning.
当我们有这种属灵的追求到焦的时候呢，真的连祷告都没有安息啊。
When we become spiritually proud, then even in our prayers, we will not have peace.
所以我们自己要低微下来。
So we must lower ourselves.
我们只是灰尘。
We are like dust.
我们在神面前是没有什么的。
In front of God, we are nothing.
所以我们可以随时接受别人家的纠正。
And then we will be able to receive the instructions of others.
这样子，我们一定可以得享安息。
And then we will truly achieve peace.
耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑。”
Jesus says that my heart is meek and humble.
你要护我的轭，学我的样式。
You must hold on to carry my yoke and follow in my likeness.
弟兄姐妹们，人生如果有安息，是一件多么美好的事情呢
？Brothers and sisters, how great it is to have peace in our hearts.
耶稣说：“你们必得享安息。”
Jesus said that you will have peace.
You will. 这是一个很肯定的字。
This is a very certain word.
因为这条路耶稣基督走过了。
Because Jesus Christ had walked through this path.
他走过了挫折的阶段。
He has walked through frustration.
他这样跟我们说。
And he is able to tell us.
来到我这里。
Come to me.
你会有安息。
And you will receive peace.
他跟我们这样说。
He tells us.
你要护我的轭。
You must carry my yoke.
来到我这里不要观看而已。
And come to me and not just look at me.
护轭是得安息的一个秘诀。
But you have to carry my yoke, and that is the secret to receiving peace.
再来，你要学我的样式。
And then you must follow in my likeness.
我的心里柔和谦卑。
My heart is meek and humble.
您心中有安息吗？
And is there peace in your hearts?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
同心默祷。